So as we've been mentioning today, President Trump is just embarking on his first trip abroad, and it's already being discussed online. So joining us for our Friday look at how the news is filtering through social media, Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English in Washington. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Robbie.
The president going to Saudi Arabia, but also Jerusalem, the Vatican, Brussels. What are people saying online?
Well, this is how the president sort of announced it to the Twitter world. He says, getting ready for my big foreign trip. Richard Al Williams responds, he's from The Independent, big foreign trip? You're the president of America, not Bill and Ted. There's a lot of concern about how serious President Trump is going to take this trip and how qualified he is. But let me start with a big block on Twitter. And this is a lot of the Muslim communities around the United States and around the world are concerned about what may be in President Trump's speech as he speaks to the Muslim world. I highly recommend you look at Wajahat Ali and also at RNS, that's Religion News Service. And you can see there Wajahat channeling what he thinks President Trump might say. In the satire are some very deep concerns. You can laugh and cry all at the same time. And this one from Scott Presler, who is a big Trump fan, and he says he is praying for a safe trip. And I think lots of people are doing that too, but for various different reasons.
Well, it's so interesting because this is a president who's, you know, suggested a ban on certain Muslims and, you know, talked about Saudi Arabia not paying its share and getting too much money from the U.S. So it'll be, you know, be interesting to see as he heads out there. But there's also been some reaction to the announcement that country music star Toby Keith is going to be performing at the same time in Saudi Arabia. He of the hits I Love This Bar and Drunk Americans is going to be performing
Whiskey Girl, right, made in America.
Right, in a no-alcohol country, Saudi Arabia. But it gets better. It's a men-only concert. What are people saying?
Starts at 9 p.m. if you can get there. I think you might have to fly there right now.
Well, I can't go.
It's in Riyadh and open only to men. Now, there's a lot of events around President Trump visiting Saudi Arabia. So some of these are entertainment events. Neil King, who is a female Neil King, says being banned from attending a Toby Keith concert is probably the one and only perk of being a woman in Saudi Arabia. And I'm going to say she is saying that from a Western perspective, because there will be lots of people from different parts of the world who will take issue with that. But she is making a joke about it's OK. I don't want to go see Toby Keith anyway. But a beautiful flyer with Toby sitting next to the Arabian lute player called Rabe Singh, and he is going to be playing as well tomorrow. So that would be very interesting.
So fascinating. Well, and it could, again, you know, people are, you know, a little nervous about missteps. Gabriella Paella tweeted, Toby Keith is 100% going to bring up Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11, kicking off a massive international crisis. So
yikes.
We'll watch all this nervously. Something that the president said earlier this week is really prompting a lot of response.
One thing?
Yeah, well, this one is when he was addressing the graduates at the Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. And he veered off to talk about himself. Let's listen.
Look at the way I've been treated lately. Especially by the media. No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly.
You can't. Femi, what are people saying?
Well, you know, when you speak to a friend and you say something, and your friend goes, actually, and they're just about to prove you totally wrong, the internet pretty much in unison went, actually, Sean Martian, for instance, says a list here. Four presidents assassinated, two shot, not killed, one accused of being born in Kenya. Jason Sweeney puts together the entire drama. Trump, no politician has been treated worse or more unfairly. Kennedy, you got this? Lincoln, sure. Hold my beer. So, I think you get where he's coming from. And somebody digging even deeper into history, Greg Jenner talks about Julius Caesar. He was stabbed 23 times by his friends and colleagues. And then also pictures of Nelson Mandela when he was imprisoned on Robben Island. So many more examples of politicians who've had very, very terrible, difficult times while they've been politicians.
Look, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, when President Trump also said this is the worst witch hunt in history, Seth Moulton, again from Massachusetts, tweeted out, well, I'm from Massachusetts and I'm pretty sure there was a worse witch hunt here, you know, referring to the Salem witch hunt. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. As always, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
And Femi mentioned, you know, Toby Keith is going to be performing with someone else in Saudi Arabia this weekend. Let's first listen to a little bit of what people are going to hear. Here's a little Toby Keith.
And an eagle will fly, and it's going to be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell.
And then he'll be playing alongside Saudi singer and lute player Rabah Sager. Cannot wait to hear the reviews of this one. Toby Keith and Rabah Sager. You're listening to Hear It Now.